Good afternoon. The wave of low pressure that produced all of the unsettled mixed precipitation over the last 24 hours is now tracking into the Gulf of Maine. The steadiest precipitation is tracking to the east along it and now is mainly confined to central and eastern New England in the form of some light snow. There's still a few scattered snow showers trailing behind the system through New York State, but the general trend will be toward drier weather, a gusty northwest wind flow, and unseasonably cold temperatures that will fall back through the 30s and 20s during the day. In fact, with the wind gusting over 20, at times 30 miles per hour, wind chill values will go down into the teens and single digits by nightfall. High pressure will tend to build in tonight, and skies will clear out. Unseasonably cold and perhaps even record-breaking lows overnight in the single digits and lower teens. This will set us up for a mostly sunny, dry, but very cold day on Wednesday. In fact, a low maximum temperature could be reached with highs staying in the 20s and lower 30s during the afternoon. That northwest breeze will diminish somewhat but persist enough to cause an increased chill in the air throughout the day on Wednesday. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds on Thursday with a weak front approaching, not nearly as cold but still well below normal, middle to upper 30s, and upper 30s on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds. On Friday afternoon, a weak front will pass through with a passing rain or snow shower, then temperatures will drop once again. A new area of high pressure will keep it dry and mostly sunny over the weekend, with temperatures staying very cold in the lower 30s on Saturday and upper 30s on Sunday. We'll get some moderation on Monday, with readings back into the mid-40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Arctic air mass that has settled across much of the northern and central United States will continue to push south and east, spreading much below average temperatures into the southeast and toward the east coast through the middle of the week. Much of the central and eastern United States will be enveloped in a region of much below average readings over the next 2 days, along with the potential for widespread record cold morning low temperatures and record low afternoon highs. In contrast to the central and eastern United States, much above average temperatures are expected across the west into the Great Basin and Rockies. The warm temperatures, along with low relative humidity and dry conditions, will result in an increased fire weather threat for portions of Southern California into the Southwest over the next couple of days. For those traveling across the Northeast this afternoon, in New York City, a few snow showers, windy, with temperatures falling through the 30s. In Boston, any mixed precipitation will change to snow before ending, staying windy, with temperatures falling through the 40s and 30s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and readings staying in the 20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees. The average low, 33. The record high, 68, set in 1909. And the record low, 15, in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 6:43 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:35 p.m. 9 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Windy with partly sunny skies and a few passing snow showers this afternoon, with temperatures staying in the 20s. Mostly clear and breezy tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a few snow showers, otherwise partly sunny skies and windy this afternoon, with highs in the middle 30s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the mid-teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and windy this afternoon, with a few scattered snow showers from time to time, and temperatures staying in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy and breezy, with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and windy, with a few passing snow showers this afternoon, and temperatures staying in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. partly sunny and windy with a few flurries and snow showers this afternoon. Temperatures staying in the 20s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, very cold in the middle and upper 20s. Sunshine giving way to some clouds on Thursday, middle to upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, a passing rain or snow shower Friday, upper 30s. Sunny and cold over the weekend, Saturday, lower 30s. Sunday, upper 30s. And a mix of sun and clouds back into the mid-40s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.